We have a special morning conversation today. Southern Illinois Healthcare and its foundations in the process of raising money to build the region's first comprehensive cancer center. Joining us live in the studio this morning to update us on the effort are Dr. Marcia Ryan, chair of the SIH Foundation Board and medical director of the Breast Center, and Jennifer Badu, the administrative director of SIH's Cancer Institute. Ladies, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining here.
Good morning.
You know, I just looked at the calendar, and it was about a year ago that you both were in, and we talked about the Comprehensive Cancer Center and the effort that was just getting underway to raise money for the facility. I believe it's estimated about $20 million facility that hoping to build and get underway. And so now, a year later, I know you do have a fundraising gala that'll be coming up. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But just to bring listeners in the region up to date, where do things stand on the project?
Well, we've had a great year. In our project, the SIH Foundation would like to raise $10 million to go towards the cancer center, which is going to cost about $23 million. And we are up to $3.2 million in the first year, which is amazing. The community has really supported this project.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Ryan, last time we talked about the center and what it means for the area in terms of treatment and kind of closing the gap on some of the treatment options and providing a kind of a holistic approach to treatment in the region. I assume that's still the plan for the project and what it will hopefully provide and do.
It is. We are attempting to create a comprehensive center, one-stop shopping, so that patients can receive world-class care right here at home, where they have their support systems in place, obviate the need for travel, which is a difficult thing anyhow, particularly difficult for some subsets of our patient population, and particularly difficult for folks who are sick. So we would like to make certain that care is conveniently delivered and that it is of absolute highest quality.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, what are you seeing in terms of the need for cancer patients? I think last time when we talked about that that right now you're able to treat about 900 or you see about 900 patients. I'm assuming that there's still very much a need for this type of a comprehensive approach in the region.
There is. Based on Illinois State Cancer Registry data, there's around 1,400 to 1,500 cancer patients newly diagnosed in our region, our Southern Seven region. And we really need to be able to provide all of the resources from screening, diagnostics, treatment planning, all the way through the process so that people don't have to travel so far to get the treatment that they need. We have a very high incidence rate in our southern counties. We have higher than the state in four out of, I think, 10 counties are in the top 10. We also have a high incident rate of or high death rate in our region. That's directly related to access to care issues and not getting the proper screening soon enough. So we're finding a late stage diagnosis. And so we're really looking at, you know, as we're going towards building this comprehensive cancer center, we've really been developing the programs, the resources, the site-specific teams, screening and tools, like updating the mammography systems and ensuring that people who can't afford colonoscopies get them for free. You know, we really need to provide access to care because we have such a deserving area and a high need area.
Right now for cancer patients in the region that are going through treatment, are those treatments kind of spread out, or are the services just not quite as consolidated? What's the current situation that this hopefully new center will help to alleviate?
We already provide 90 or 95% of the services that are needed. There are some things that we do not provide, and for that, patients legitimately need to travel. But the rest actually can be done here. We have very sophisticated medical services here. But as you suggest, they are spread out all over the community, all over a couple of communities, as a matter of fact. So it makes that sort of coordination that we desire difficult. We have patient navigators for all of our service lines, but even with their help, it's difficult sometimes to coordinate the radiation therapists, the medical oncologists, the surgeons, the physical therapists, the prehab, the rehab, the you can imagine the panoply of things that patients require once they're diagnosed, and to have them meandering all over the southern third of the state is less than desirable. So our goal is to make it easy for patients to get into the system and then to get through the system once they're in. And that's going to require a freestanding building dedicated exactly to that purpose.
Obviously, a vision like this one does come at a cost. It requires an investment on the part of the community. You do have a fundraising gala that's coming up on April 12th. I believe it's the Hope for Home second annual Hope is Home campaign.
Yes.
How can folks get involved?
We're very excited. It's right here at SIU. We're going to be having it in the SIU Student Center ballrooms, and it's on April 12th. And this is going to be a fantastic event. It's going to be not only entertaining and thought-provoking, but really give the community an opportunity to get involved and make this dream a reality. You can get tickets or get information at sihfoundationdinner.com. It's, like I said, April 12th. It starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to have cocktails, a reception. King Juba's going to play, so we're going to have some live music, silent auction items to bid on, some really great silent auction items. And then at our dinner, we'll have a small presentation, a fantastic video highlighting some survivors and their process going through everything. And then we're going to have a great dinner, of course, live auction, and then followed by a dessert social with King Juba playing again.
Mm-hmm. For, you know, if someone hasn't experienced a family member or a loved one going through the process of fighting cancer and hopefully prevailing and coming out on the other end of it, this process can be, I would imagine, very, very trying for a family to go through this effort.
It's extremely difficult, and of course our goal is to make it as easy as possible to put the pieces in place, because the emotional toll of the diagnosis and treatment is significant. It's wonderful to be in a place where you have your family and your friends and your neighbors and your community all surrounding you for that emotional support. And my guess is that there's nobody out there who hasn't experienced the disease himself or herself, or whose family member or close friend or neighbor has. We've all been touched by this disease, not necessarily in a good way. And the treatment is often seemingly as bad as the diagnosis. And so whatever we can do to lessen burdens on patients, families, and friends is what we intend to do.
These success stories that you mentioned, I'm sure they've got to be uplifting for those that are involved in treatment as well as those that are involved in raising money for this center.
It is. And really, the Hope is Home campaign is really about bringing hope, bringing that to this community. And there are some great stories, and there's some hard stories, but we want to be able to provide the resources to treat those people and give their family members and give caregivers the strength and the support they need to go through this process. Regardless of the outcome, we want to be there, and we want to be able to be that support.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that a little over $3 million raised so far. So now what again is the total that we need to try to get before this project can start to
only
really
10. Only 10. SIH will be chipping in the other 13, for which we are grateful. It shows SIH's willingness to put money behind the project. But we do think that this is a place where the community can step up. It will be the community's legacy. A physical building you'll get to drive by to and from, and will outlast all of us. Will be great for our kids and our kids' kids. So we're pleased that SIH has started down this road, and we really believe that the community can be helpful.
And Jennifer, the address again for listeners that want to get information and want to help and take part in the upcoming fundraising gala?
That would be the sihfoundationdinner.com. Or if you want more information about the Hope is Home campaign, you can go to sih.net, and it's Hope is Home. And so you can check out that information and really be a part of something big. There's some naming opportunities. There's all kinds of things that you can do. And we're still looking for donations for the silent or live auction.
Oh, terrific. Well, Jennifer Badu, the Administrative Director of the SIH Cancer Institute, Dr. Marcia Ryan, Chair of the SIH Foundation Board and Medical Director of the SIH Breast Center, thank you both for being with us here this morning. We appreciate the information and the update.
Thanks for having us in.